A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We played Derek Shelton comments where Derek, and I'm paraphrasing here, when talking with Starkey and Zeiss, said, yeah, we could use a bat. And what's interesting to me isn't what he said. Like, we know they need a bat. Everyone knows they need offense. They were talking about it on the broadcast last night. And you had John Smoltz say, can you imagine this team in the playoffs? Well, they need to hit. If they don't hit, they're not making the playoffs. It's that he said it. So you had Bob Nutting not that long ago with the whole Sheets reveal say, yeah, we need to add. And the goal is 100% to make the playoffs. You've had Ben Cherington kind of talk around it, but say, yeah, we got our feelers out. We're trying to talk to every team and see what's going on. But Derek Shelton says, yeah, we need a bat. So 2 out of 3 says yes. All the pressure right now, all the pressure is on Ben Cherington, no? To go get it done?
Yeah, I mean, but get the right bat, and are they going to do it? Like, yeah, you can acknowledge the situation, but are you going to do it, and is it going to be the right move? Like, and that's kind of the situation they're in, and they're in an uphill battle with, you know, we talked about yesterday with how many teams are in the same spot as them and not many sellers, and can you get the right person to fit what you're trying to do in your lineup? They obviously definitely need a bat, but is it the right bat that they're going to go after and possibly get is the question that could put them in a better spot than they're in right now. And, I mean, their schedule, right? Like,
the thing about their schedule, everyone says you get the Pirates in a short series, their pitching is so dynamite that they'll be a threat. Well, okay, so their pitching should be a threat when they play the Phillies, and their pitching should be a threat when they play St. Louis, and their pitching should be a threat when they play Arizona. Go get a bat. You might feel, Pirates fans, in your heart of hearts, you might have Dan Zangrilli disease. You might really think they're playing above their skis. If you add a bat or two, you legitimize it.
Right.
Like, you don't have to apologize for where you are. We were texting with Zangrilli yesterday. He said, water finds its level. And I know exactly what he's talking about. In his mind, they have a better record than he thinks the roster is constructed. And so he doesn't buy that they're really going to contend in the second half. Well, if you add and you legitimize it, and now all of a sudden you're starting fresh. You're a game and a half out. You're at 500. You add a couple of bats. And now you can be a force to be reckoned with. The bullpen, as Shelton said, is coming into form. It was supposed to be a strength coming in. I buy into it as a strength right now. You need bats. And I'm wondering why you wouldn't give up big-time prospects to legitimize your roster, not just for now but into the future. Because if you swing and miss, guess what? This fan base, Ben Cherington, is going to look at you and go, okay, at least you tried. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think the bar is super high here. It doesn't have to be this slim. Like, if it winds up not working, if you go out and get a Luis Robert Jr., just as an example, and he gets hurt a ton and he doesn't help you, okay, I don't think that Ben's in any jeopardy of getting fired, and I think the fan base will rally around him at least, even if it doesn't work, doing the right thing. there's pressure on him to act, but if he does, I think he won't be beloved, but I think people will give him a big time pat on the back.
For sure. Just trying.
Yes.
Trying to go for it now and not waiting. And I mean, we saw the big example last night. Like, how can you not try whenever you have that guy on the mound and you have him for 6 years? Like, you're doing a disservice to your team. You're doing a disservice to him. You're doing a disservice to the Pittsburgh Pirates if you don't try, and especially try right now whenever you're at 500.
Yes. Yes.
So I think that people can be okay with it not working out. Like, the whole Chris Archer situation. I know that that was one of the worst moves in Pirates history. And it didn't pan out. But at the time, you know, I feel like people could live with it because they actually tried to get a guy.
Yes.
And if you do that and it doesn't work out, so be it. But at least that you show that you have some effort of surrounding Paul Skenes and Mitch Keller and Jared Jones with some quality bats and actually tried to go for it this year, because you don't know how this division is going to be next year. It may not give you and hand feed you games like it is right now, and everybody be just kind of in the same boat. Like, you don't know how it's going to pan out. Like, you have to take advantage of these moments and these times, because I mean, it could be flipped up upside down next year.
Man, I didn't think about it really from that standpoint. Not only do you, so we've talked about it from this standpoint. You've got Skenes for 5 years, maybe more if you can get something done. You've got him for 5 years for sure. If you want to keep him for 5 years, is the NL going to be this week in any other year? You have no idea.
No idea.
No idea.
You know it is now.
Yes. Yes. So this year becomes as important as any of the other 4 years in the window, because the path to entry, the barrier to entry into the playoffs, might be at a lower threshold than it's going to be at any other point. Ipso facto, your roster doesn't need to be as good this year, and you can still accomplish a lot because of all the competition.
And you can get ahead of if it does flip upside down next year. You know, you can get ahead of, and it's starting to play those games. We're talking offline about, you know, just NCAA and college athletics, of like how some of these schools and in some of these entities didn't get ahead of the whole NIL thing, and it kind of caught them by surprise. Like, you could kind of guard of being caught by surprise, not getting caught by surprise, but everybody being a lot better next year by adding this year, having control of a player or two, and, you know, just kind of rolling in the next year and not having to be like, oh man, like, everybody's good now. Now we're kind of scrambling.
Right.
And you can do that right now in a way, not to like, you know, World Series caliber, but you could kind of build something now to prepare for next year if the other teams aren't what they are now.
Yes. And the name that jumps into my mind immediately just hearing you say all that, Dorn, is Brent Rooker. Because he's a little bit older, 29. This is now his second consecutive good season. He's going to be under control. Guys like Teoscar Hernandez, who just won the Home Run Derby, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Mm. He could be a Cub next year. He could be a Cardinal next year. He could be a Brewer next year. I look at Pete Alonso. He could be a Cub. He could be a Cardinal. He could be a Brewer. And so your barrier entry in the division could be a lot harder. There's a ton of good free agent starting pitchers at the end of the year. You can clog a hole for this year with a guy like that. And also, you're not then having to go out and spend money in the free agent market next year. You've already got that taken care of, and you can start to earmark money for other places. Go do it, Ben. Go. We're so desperate. I'm sure the number for the All-Star game here in Pittsburgh last night was off the charts. This town is so hungry to see a winner. Go out and do something.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.